you call that mark of his?
They call them, them the underbitch.
The underbitch.
Underbitch, where they cut them, some of them and split their ears.
Uh-huh.
And some of them would take them out of the top of their ears. Everybody had to have a different mark, you know.
I see.
Couldn't all have
sure.
the same, but my granddad's mark was two, one in each ear under bit.
Uh-huh.
Well, the next man might have two under bits in one ear instead
uh-huh.
of one. Maybe one of them three.
I see.
And maybe some of them in the top of the ear. And some
uh-huh.
of them maybe have the end of the ear cut off. And
I
some
see.
Of them would cut the ear open, call it a swallow fork. You split the ear down an inch or two, you know. They'd never grow back up.
Uh-huh. I see.
Everybody had their own bit, got their own mark.
Now the cattle, what kinds of cattle did you raise?
Any kind,
yeah.
Just any kind you can get, Jerseys or anything.
Uh-huh.
Most of them was part Jersey, half Jersey, just inbred. People turned their cattle out altogether. You didn't know what you had.
How long ago did you keep cattle? Did you ever get down just having one?
No, we've still got cattle. I've always had cattle all my life. Them days we'd have more to do now. People, I can remember back the day when there wasn't no fences. Everybody turned their cattle. People kept the fences up, you know. There wasn't
yeah.
no open fields. People turned their cattle out and they roamed from one end of this community to the other. Them
uh-huh.
that didn't take them to the mountains. Some people that have to keep work cattle, steers and the milk cows, you know.
Uh-huh.
They'd keep them here and they'd just turn them out. Them that sort of try to keep their milk cows and their steers pretty close to them. But their other cattle that jump one end of this goat and the hog the same way.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have no law then.
Mm. Now
you
the,
had to keep your land fenced up. I
mm-hmm.
had all the old crooked rail rails,
yeah.
crooked rail fences. Mm.
Did you always just call them rail fences when they
Yeah, you just lay them this way, uh-huh. you know, and that way.
Uh-huh. You just called them, did you?
Old crooked rail fences,
yeah.
you know.
What did you call that first one you put down?
That was the bottom rail. I said just call it the bottom rail, you uh-huh. know. That was you could take them old chestnuts, you know, and they'd bury up down there in that ground lifestyle for years and years. They'd live with that old rail fence and still around.
Ever call that the worm?
Yeah, that was the worm. That's
the first,
they called it
the
that,
first,
you know.
Now you mentioned
you've seen them, ain't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, they used to be some out here at
yeah.
old church.
I've Florida. Seen some, you know, but they differ from...
Well, what you've seen is something that's put up for show. I don't guess you ever seen the regular old rail. Now, if you'd ever... They've got a rail fence over here, but it's a new rail made out of chestnut over
sure.
here in Cage School. And now here at Pigeon Ford, there was a while out along up through there, there was a,
mm-hmm.
some of that just for show.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Them old rails got high. People that had any soul.
Mm-hmm.
Was there
and the chestnut trees all went.
Yeah, the chestnut trees all died out. There used to be a sign of chestnuts in this country. My dad cried.
When did the chestnut trees go? Do you remember?
Huh?
Do you remember when the chestnuts, when they had that chestnut tree?
They went back, I guess, in the teens.
Uh-huh.
When I was a boy, my granddad owned 800 acres of land on the side of that mountain. Apparently he had a big chestnut orchard up there, and them old big chestnut trees that grew, you know, be several feet around.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go up there every fall and pick up chestnuts, and let everybody else go and pick up chestnuts. And people them days, their children would pick up chestnuts, and all the stores would buy them. They'd buy their shoes, you know,
mm-hmm.
winter clothes for them chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the merchants would buy them and take them in trade, you know, and then they'd haul them Knoxville or something.
I see.
Them.